during the war, my very capable mum and dad, I told you, I think, that they ran a hostel for evacuee children that were impossible to place in ordinary homes. They were bedwetters or they stole or something like that. So I was the leader of the gang. And I did get into some scrapes. And I still can't believe I'm saying this, but in those days, the plugs in the wall weren't slotted. They were circular. And to show off one day, I put my forefinger and second finger in the two holes and switched on. I was thrown back with the force. God, did I get it in the neck from my Sergeant Major dad. The kids were amazed. And I'm lucky I didn't die as a result of that. Well, I've already told you my father was a regimental sergeant major. In his whole career was in the army, because he was a watchman for the Home Guard and all sorts of things, you know. There was a point where the government decided they needed metal. I'm sure you must have noticed lots of old-fashioned houses. All the railings were taken away. They didn't ask your permission. They just cut them down and took them. And my dad, we had 5 acres of gardens there. It's now lots of roads up there. But in those days, we had 5 acres of wilderness. And Dad knew that under the bushes, there were all sorts of things like old metal dustbins and bits of metal floating around. So one day, to keep the kids occupied, he sent them all off to collect anything made of metal, and we'll make a big heap here. Got it, everybody? Yes. Don't pick up anything dangerous. You're fighting for your country, remember? Well, one little boy came up to me with this article, like a toy aeroplane. And he put it in my hands and said, "What do you think this is, metal?" And I looked at it and I could see it was a bomb. It had got little fins and it was an incendiary bomb, because part of it had fizzled and obviously gone out. I said, "Where'd you get this?" "Over there, miss." I said, "Go and get my father." And I stood there shaking with this bomb. And Dad came out, and the sergeant major became apparent. He stood there erect, not too close to me, about 10 yards away. And the kids were all told to keep back, keep back. No, he called me Doll. "Doll, do exactly as I say. Do not make any mistakes. Do it properly. Have you got that?" "Yes, Dad." "Right. Keep your fingers firmly round it." "Yes, Dad." "Right. Do what I do." And he gradually sank to the ground until we were kneeling on the ground. And out of the corner of my eye, I could see my poor mum with her apron on. She was wringing the corner apron with anxiety, you know. "Now lay your back of your hands gently on the ground." "Got it." "Yes, Dad." "On the count of three, uncurl your fingers and push it away from you and run like hell in the other direction." Just at that moment, an army truck screeched to a halt nearby with all the sandbags there. It was the bomb disposal unit. They had a wonderful audience, didn't they? And I pushed the bomb away and ran like blazes in the opposite direction.